Unit 14. The Tragic Story of the Balloonist.
This fascinating but rather tragic incident occurred at a place called Augsburg in Bavaria. It's a great ballooning centre for Germany because they have the fantastic ability to use waste hydrogen which is piped off from a chemical factory. And this particular time, a very old friend of mine, Herr Jaeger, who was probably one of the most famous balloon masters in Germany. Now, his job was to get up in the small hours of the morning, about 1 or 2 o'clock, and take your balloon, lay it out, and then fill the balloon with the hydrogen gas from the factory. Now, this is incredibly hard work. For instance, to fill a balloon, you move a ton of sand 40 times, because the bags are filled with sand, and you've got 50 sandbags around the outside of the net. And as the hydrogen gradually comes into the balloon, so you have to constantly move the sandbags down the nets. Well, his particular skill was being able to do this single-handed without any help. And early in the morning...
When you say single-handed...
Without any assistance at all.
What would this entail? A lot of physical effort or...?
A lot of very hard work, because having laid all the sandbags out, he has to physically disengage one from a mesh and move it down to the next mesh. And he's constantly walking around the balloon, lowering the sandbags as the hydrogen gradually fills in. It grows like a beautiful mushroom.
I see.
Well, eventually, after about 3 hours, you get all the sandbags down to the very bottom of the net, and the balloon is completely inflated, and at the bottom of the net there's a round ring which we call the load ring. This is the net is attached to the load ring, and then the basket is attached to the load ring. Now, his particular skill was inflating the balloon on the load ring and so counterbalancing it that with one hand he could pick the balloon up, walk it away from the hydrogen pipe to the basket, and then attach it to the basket.
How big is this balloon that he was carrying?
They vary, but the particular one he was using was 30,000 cubic feet. That's just over 30 feet in diameter. And the fascinating thing about this is without any sandbags on, that will comfortably carry 3 people for 12 hours. Anyway, he got down to the load ring, was putting the sandbags onto the load ring and every third sandbag onto the floor so that he counterbalanced it. And then 2 sandbags slipped off, and of course the balloon started to go up. So without any hesitation, he flung himself on the load ring, brought the balloon down again, and was able to reach the sandbags and hook them on. So all was well. But he tried the same thing a week later, and this is really, in fact, where everything seemed to go wrong. It was a very calm night. There was no wind. And his preparations went extremely well. And just as dawn was breaking, a fairly heavy dew settled. And he was getting down to the last part. And with the dew, of course, the net gets stiff and hard to handle. And he got the load ring fixed on, and all the sandbags were still around the net, so there was no weight on the load ring at all. Then he had to take the sandbags, as I explained a moment ago, and gradually put them onto the load ring. This went extremely well. Now, from this moment, we can only conjecture what happened here, because we'd arrived, and in fact, we were in the little hut, getting ourselves dressed and ready to go off on our early morning flight. Quite suddenly, we heard a shout, and we came out and we saw 3 or 4 sandbags on the floor, and we saw this balloon rising very, very rapidly with Jaeger holding onto the load ring.
What, how fast would a balloon ride?
In this case, something like 20 feet a second or 1,200 feet a minute. You see, and literally within 3 seconds, you see, he's at 60 feet, which is a terrifying height. course, there's nothing we could do except to shout at him to hold on. And he went into some low cloud, and there was no more sound at all. Then a few seconds later, looking down the valley, we saw a shower of sparks and bright flashes come up. And one of the chaps, who was a local fellow, immediately guessed what had happened. He said, "Good God, Jaeger has fallen off and hit the high tension wires." So we rushed over, and in fact, to our dismay and horror, in fact, we found this had happened. He was dead when we found him, so, you know, there was no chance of really finding out what had happened. But the extraordinary thing about this is his widow insisted on carrying on the family tradition of balloon mastering, and she has since then filled and inflated my balloon, and I've flown. But he was a very, very great balloon master, you know, and it is incredible to think that a man got away with this once, and then less than a week later, he met his death in this way. Another quite extraordinary thing, of course, is the balloon came down and landed quite safely 25 miles away.
What a tragic story.
It was, really, because he was a very great man and very, very well known in ballooning circles.
Yes, and how tragic.